We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's what I want to discuss. Jaden Daniels, for a while, we've had to deal with all the silly stuff, and then his camp didn't necessarily help with the emoji heard around the world and various liked tweets, but we're damn near the finish line here.
Mm-hmm.
And does any of that matter? Are you in on Jaden, out on Jaden? If you wanted them to draft Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, has the stuff here mattered, or is this all just the pre-draft stuff that happens every year? I want to take the phone lines. Our guy DNC, who I don't think we've talked to in months, is on the line with apparently a hot take. DNC, what up, man?
Feeling good, feeling great, man. How y'all doing, man? Don't mind me. I'm at the laundromat right now, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Hope y'all
I appreciate
well.
You calling us from the laundromat.
We're going to send you some clothes to wash.
Yeah, getting ready for my son's track meet today, man. So he's been doing well at track, so getting ready for that. But my hot take is this, man. I've never really been high on really a lot of the quarterbacks. The one I really had a favorite, he's a late-round guy, Joe Milton. But I got a feeling, man, Jaden Daniels is going to go number one to the Bears, man. Everybody
wow.
feels like the ticket is punched, man. But I feel like Jaden's going number one, man. It's just something telling me. I think I'm going to put the bet in on FanDuel.
I'm going to tell you why that's not happening. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. Okay? You haven't heard of Chicago talking to Jaden Daniels, huh? Or anybody
At
else
all.
But Caleb. So when you're going to pick somebody number one, you're talking to those people the whole time. If you're not bringing people in, you're not going to just all of a sudden draft the guy number one.
That's why it's a hot take. I appreciate you guys, man.
Appreciate you, DNC. It's good to hear from you, man. I don't think that's
Always.
Happening. Yo, since you're down there, what's your Drake May scouting report as our North Carolina correspondent?
I really think he's not what people say he is as far as compared to Josh Allen, because Josh Allen has a more physical game. But in regards to his passing traits, I think he's more accurate than some people lead him on to be. And I feel like, honestly, he has above par pocket presence, which will make him an actually great quarterback. And I think he does need maybe a year to sit, or maybe just, you know, the right system, or just the right, just a year to sit. And I think he's going to actually be a great quarterback in this league for real.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Good to hear from you. Drake May's footwork in the pocket reminds me of Scottie Scheffler on the tee. Like, it works for Scottie.
Yeah.
You know, it's unconventional.
But you're talking about two different sports.
But, dude, people say they want to clean it up. Like, what happens if you try to change it and then it doesn't work?
Well, the thing about it is not to try to change. It's trying to make him more efficient. You know, a lot of movement when you got to get ready to let that ball go can affect you in the pocket. But Scottie Scheffler, it works for him. Don't work for anybody else.
Sure. Kind of works for my boy John Bennett. Jaden is in Columbus now.
This is Jaden Daniels.
Is this Jaden Daniels? I figured he'd be in Detroit by now. Jaden, you there?
Jaden, you up, brother?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. I think overall take, I think it should be Jaden Daniels. Yep, my name is also Jaden. But I think it's also fair. I think I have all my best friends, all my good friends, all Skins fans, I guess Commanders. I think the consensus, all my boys are in a big group chat. Looks like ownership, we get the two big decisions, head coach, now the quarterback. It looks like seems like the tendency so far, I know we're new owners, or they're new owners, is we tend to get too cute. Like, I listened to Pelissero the other day on a podcast, Tom Pelissero. and Schefter, it's clear that there's a lot of hands in it. Pelissero was saying on a podcast that there's a lot of hands in the decision. Magic's a part of it. Josh Harris wants to have a say. Peters wants to have a say. Pelissero even alluded Kingsbury and Dan Quinn. You know, it just seems like a lot of things were trying to get a little too cute. Jane Daniels had no idea, apparently, that there were going to be other quarterbacks there. But then the next day after the Top Golf visit, Peter says he already has a good idea who the quarterback's going to be. So why even maybe spook your number two pick if it's going to be Daniels? And obviously him and his agent didn't take it the right way. It just seems like we're trying to get a little too cute with some decisions, in my opinion, where if you already knew the day after Top Golf who our quarterback was going to be. Why invite three other quarterbacks there? You really think interactions and seven irons were going to change? I don't know. Just see, and Pelissero and Schefter both said teams do this, but they've never heard of it being done with quarterbacks.
But see, that's the major problem that I have. Everyone always want to separate the quarterbacks, and then when the quarterback acts like a diva, you want to get mad at them. They should put their asses with the rest of the players. They should do the same thing to them they do with everybody else.
Here's my thing. I don't care about if he's a diva. I want him to be good. Aaron Rodgers is a diva. The Packers didn't care. They won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I could care less if Daniels is a diva. I want him to be good. If you went to MVP,
but you didn't want him to go to Top Golf. You act like that. You think that something being wrong.
I wanted him to go, but Pelissero and Schefter said that hasn't been done with quarterbacks.
Pelissero and Schefter, what Pelissero and Schefter do, and I respect both of those guys. None of them sit inside a building where their decision is going to get their asses fired.
But it's
that's
just
fair.
They make comments, okay? But these other people have to make a comment and also make it work. That's the difference between
Daniels
them.
And his camp. Felt some type of way.
Well, and guess what? Everybody, it's been quarterbacks that come and did not like something. Aaron Rodgers didn't like sitting behind Brett Favre. Look how good he is now. Who cares? They got to get over themselves sometime and do what everybody else do. Find a way.
I get you. I just think with the two biggest decisions, with the head coach and now the court, it just seems like it's a little cute.
How did they get too cute with the head coach?
Well, everyone and their mom thought it was.
It doesn't make a difference about who.
I think it doesn't make a difference who people think was Ben Johnson pulling out at the last minute. They were on a plane to Detroit to talk to him.
But you don't think the head coaching game was a little wonky? You don't think it was a little
It was a little wonky.
A little
that's fair. I agree
was
with that.
Was it wonky before? It was wonky once he decided that he was going to pull himself out of it.
That's a great question.
It wasn't wonky before. I mean, come on, dog. We got to stop trying to sit up here and judge them based off of what happened prior.
My last point was before Top Golf, you never heard anything about Daniels, really wanted to go here. Drake May and JJ haven't said anything. The only guy who is slotted to go to us is Jaden Daniels. And
that's
all of
not
a sudden,
true.
After this top,
it's been, it's been three people in the last 3 months. It's been three different people at three different times.
And what was the point of the Russini tweet today? She even doubles
Do
down.
Do you think
She's
we
cool
care what
us.
The point of the Russini tweet is?
I also think you got to consider the Russini tweet today could certainly be coming from other teams that – Like, if I had to guess, I'm going to call this a very educated guess. The Commanders brass have had conversations with Daniels and Daniels' representatives, and everything is pretty much cool now. But other teams are still pointing out, yeah, he actually wants to be here. Like, I don't think much of it matters. I'm with you on the wonkiness of the coaching search to a degree. I think Ben Johnson pulling out is what made that look really sideways. I think this process, I mean, Drake May came out and said how much he enjoyed it. Now, maybe Jaden didn't enjoy it, but maybe Jaden's not a golfer. Who the hell knows?
I got you. I just think with the two biggest decisions we've had so far, it's clear to say they both have not been smooth. Both haven't been smooth.
I don't think it's fair to say that about this yet.
A lot of decisions prior to this our staff coming in be very damn smooth. And none of that stuff worked. I almost said the wrong word. None of that stuff worked
once the
season started. I'd rather it be a little clunky now and be smooth later.
The last two times they've had the number two pick, go back, what would that be, 12 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew it was Robert as soon as they traded up. The whole world knew it was Robert. They were probably selling jerseys, right? It was only four years ago now, that everybody knew it was Chase Young. And those processes were super smooth. There was never a question. Both players understood. Everybody understood everything, and neither of those worked. There's not a definitive answer to figuring. Dude, I mean, hell, we talked about this.
One was offensive rookie of the year. One was defensive rookie of the year. Before they got hurt. I mean, I agree they failed. It did. 100%.
They failed. All right, but hold on.
I agree.
Jake, with the Jets, everybody on earth knew it was Zach Wilson. There was never a debate. How'd that one end up? Like, there's no right way. We got to keep other. We got to let some other callers on.
All right, Jay,
it's a good call. Thank you.
Yep. B. Mitch, Finley, and Bate and Jaden show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.